I want us to, there's this word that came to me while I was praying and seeking the face of God this week. And I want to give it a title, The Blessed Life of a Giver. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know when we come to church, we come to receive light from God. And most of the time what held us in darkness is the lack of knowledge of what God want us to know. So I pray that the Lord may open our eyes, that we may trust and believe in His word, that we may soak ourselves in the word of God and never get familiar with the truth of the word of God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when you read the Bible, the first time you read it, you may not be able to understand the weight of what it is talking about. Praise the Lord. That's why with the Bible, we are supposed to meditate. Think about it over and over and over and over and over and over and over until it begins to make sense to you. Hallelujah. So let's open the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 35 and read the word of God and begin to think if it really makes sense. Hallelujah. So the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 35 say, it is more blessed to give than to receive. How many people believe that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It doesn't make sense in the natural. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the people on the receiving hand, if somebody brings you and give you a car, can you imagine the kind of excitement you receive? Hallelujah. You may think you are the one who is blessed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you have received something that you did not have. Probably you have received something that you have been trusting God to have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But sometimes when we develop the attitude of just being on a receiving end, we may end up blocking our own destiny or our own elevation. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because the real blessing is not on receiving. The real blessing is the power to give. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the power to give takes the sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes we don't give because we have too much. Hallelujah. We give because we share the little we have with the people that need it probably more than we have. We need it. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that blessed is the one that give. There's more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. So if you really want a real blessing, you need to be ready to give. You need to be ready to be a giver. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is what always challenge our mind, challenge our attitude, especially depending on the kind of environment you are brought in. Praise the Lord. For example, if you are brought in the kind of environment where you have to fight for everything with your siblings, with your sisters, with your brothers, where everybody is fighting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may not be able to understand what I'm talking about. Glory be to Jesus. But when you are raised in an environment of giving, hallelujah, there are people that may not have much, but they have a heart of giving. Glory be to God. Remember that our Father, glory be to God, our Father, our God, He gave us His only begotten Son. Only. Hallelujah. There was no any other. Hallelujah. There was only one. And He decided to give that one to the world. And because He gave that one to the world, hallelujah, because of that one, He received thousands and millions out of that one. Out of that one, we are now the sons of God. Out of that one, we can now inherit the title to become children of God. Hallelujah. But that one had to be given. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When you don't understand the concept of giving that one you have, that one that God has given you, and you are not willing to share. Hey, praise the Lord. Are we digging into the word? Hallelujah. Sometimes Sometimes our eyes focus on what we don't have, praise the Lord, but we don't pay attention to what God has freely given us, and we are not giving it. We are not pouring it out. We are not sharing, praise the Lord, hallelujah, because we are selfish. We are self-centered, praise the Lord. You know, there are people that even God fears to give them something, because if they are given, they will never share. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are things that God wants to trust you with that are meant to be a blessing to other people. But can God trust you that you have a heart of a giver? Or if when you receive, you are only thinking about yourself? Praise the Lord. Even when you have, you complain. You complain of what you don't have. You complain of the gift a brother have in the church. But what you have, you are not willing to share. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want us to go to the story of the widow in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 2. 2 Kings, if you can arrive there, we will just read briefly of it. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 2. And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in the house?" Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This was a widow that was just waiting to die. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Elisha asked her, "What shall I do with you? What do you have?" Glory be to Jesus. What do you have? Because what God has given you will be the one that will be the door opener. Hallelujah. Are we together? The Bible said that God gave the seed to Isaac, and he sowed in the land, and on the same year he reaped 100-fold. Some of you, you are holding the seed in your hand that God has given you, and you are not willing to sow it on the ground. But you are expecting an harvest. You are expecting people to be a blessing to you, but you don't see the things that God has given you that you majorly overlook. You majorly overlook of the power gifts that God has given you. You majorly overlook even the gift of life. Hallelujah. Do you know, just because you breathe, you can be a blessing. There are people that are in their coffin, they cannot lift up their head. But you are breathing. You have a mouth, you can praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you have beautiful voices, you can sing in the choir, but you are just sitting in the congregation. Hallelujah. Some of you have the gift of teaching, but you don't want to teach. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you have the gift of scrolling through the internet, but you will never share a message of a man of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have data to go to and fro across the world, but anything to do with God, you will never promote. Hallelujah. But at the same time, you are crying to God for God to bless you. At the same time, you are going around begging for people to help you, but you are not focusing on the seed that God has given you. Because the Bible says that the Father, he gives seed to the sower. You need to ask yourself, what kind of seed has God put in your hand? What do you have in your house? A And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in the house?" And she said, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." You see what this lady had in the house. She didn't see the value of it. She only saw a jar of oil. Praise the Lord. But her wealth was there. Her preservation was there. Her long journey was there. Her glory was there. Her future was there. Sometimes that very thing you have put on the corner that you are not even using, but you are focusing that you want God to bless you, that you want people to bless you, but the blessing you have, the gift you have, what is in your possession, what is in your hand, you are not using. That's why a lot of people remain in poverty. A lot of people remain in trouble, and they are wondering why people don't want to help you. Because what you have, you are not willing to give. While Jesus is saying that it is more blessed to give than to receive, but you want to remain on the end of receiving. Can I share a very painful story? Hallelujah. Do you know the reason why Africa has been stranded for generations, for decades, to be a third world all these years? Do you understand the amount of donations African countries are receiving? But as those donations transformed our streets, as those donations transform our life, because we have never risen to a place of understanding it is more blessed to give than to receive. We are always happy on taking, on receiving, on consuming, on taking, on receiving, and consuming, while we remain immature, while we remain without development, while we remain, because we don't understand what it takes to give. Do you know, for you to give, it takes growth. For you to give, it takes to understand you have something. That's why we wonder, with all of our engineers, with all of the people that are graduating from our university, they are not able to make a phone. With all their mind combined, we cannot make and produce a car. And we can say this is made from this place. Because we are used to receiving and never giving. When we start giving, we come to a maturity. Our mind gets weakened. We begin to realize of the talents, of the mighty things that God has uniquely given us. Glory be to Jesus. When you come to understand that thing that you have and you despise in you, when you come to understand the weight of its glory, when you come to understand that that thing that you have in your house can save you from the years of drought, can save your children, can save your household from the debt, when you come to understand that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And she said, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go outside, borrow vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels and not to fill. Then go in and shut the door behind you, behind yourself and your sons, and pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside." So she went from him and shut the door behind herself and her son. And as she poured, they brought the vessels to her. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And she said to her, "There is another." Then they all stopped. "There is not another." Then the oil stopped flowing. You see, when there was no more vessel that is open to be used by God, the oil stopped flowing. The oil stopped flowing when you stop giving. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The oil stop flowing when you stop being an available vessel. Remember yourself, you are available vessel.
to God. You can allow yourself to be used by God. You may not have a dollar in your pocket, but you can be a giver. You can allow yourself to be used by God. And the gift that God has given you will make room for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25, the Bible says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. A generous person will prosper. So if you want to be prosperous, you have to be willing to be generous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. So if you want to be refreshed, are you refreshing others? Hallelujah. Are you a blessing to others? Are you an encouragement to others? Or you are a noise? You are a troublemaker? You are a complainer? You all complain 24/7. But you don't discern that you can be a refresher. You can be an encourager. You can be a teacher of the word of God. You can be a worshiper. You can build intimacy at the place of worship and build and receive inspiration of songs from the throne of God. That when people will hear the songs, their heart will be revived. They will feel like wanting to pray. They will feel like depression is gone because there were songs of intimacy, songs of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And when you become a refresher, the Bible says you shall be refreshed. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you become a blessing, you shall be blessed. When you become a giver, man will give unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the word of the living God. But a generous person will prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you become generous, nothing can stop your prosperity. Nothing can stop your growth. No curse can stop your growth. No stronghold can stop your growth. Because this is a principle. This is the word of God that is established in heaven. When you begin to live by it, you will break forth and no darkness will be able to hold you back. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. If you want encouragement, encourage someone. If you want favor, be a blessing to others. God fills vessels that are willing to pour out into others. That's why I love the Psalms 23 where David is saying, thou it filleth my cup and it overflows. Hallelujah. As a child of God, there is need for your vessel to overflow. Because if your vessel is not overflowing, it means you don't have enough to give. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. But when you spend time in the presence of God, your vessel will overflow. Out of thy bosom shall flow rivers of living water. You will be able to bless others with what God has given you. Do you know there are people that what they need is a smile, but you can't even give them a smile. You can't even give your children a smile, yet they need it. You can't even give your husband a smile, yet he need it. You can't even give your wife a smile after coming out dealing with crazy people at the workplace. They are returning home to see a smile, but they only find a rude awakening. Somebody who can't give a smile. Hey, some of you are very mean. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can't even give a smile to your children. You can't even give a smile to your husband. You can't even give a smile to your wife. But yet, there are things you want God to give you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are people that just your smile can change their perspective? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. when you come in, have somebody ever come to you joyous and say, hi, how are you today? I hope your day will be good, and they're smiling. Glory be to God. Even when you had bad thoughts, hallelujah, things can change. Depression can lift, hallelujah. Anger can lift and go, praise the Lord, because somebody had a attitude of giving. Somebody wanted to make somebody's day good. Glory be to God. But you go to work messy. You go to work angry with people. People wonder what is wrong with you. Praise the Lord. Even your co-workmates are wondering what is wrong, because you don't understand the power of giving. The Bible says, whoever refreshes others shall also be refreshed. Praise the Lord. Giving is not only money. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 3 verse 6. This is the encounter of Peter with the lame man at the beautiful gate. This is the word that Peter told the lame man. Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. Hallelujah. Silver and gold. This was the reply. This was the man begging for money. Hallelujah. This was the man begging for money. Today, if somebody come and ask you for a few dollars, hallelujah, and you tell them that silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you, they will get mad with you. Praise the Lord. There are people sometimes, even as a man of God, even when they are sick, they will come looking for money but not looking for prayer. Praise the Lord. They don't care about prayer. Hallelujah. But the first thing they remember, give me money to go to the hospital. Give me money to go and buy medicine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes you may not have the silver. You may not have the money. But you have Jesus, the resurrector. You have Jesus, the great physician. You have Jesus that is able to raise the dead. You have Jesus that is able to counsel and heal all infirmity. But yet we are not looking for him. We are looking for earthly things. We are looking. There are people that even have come and they say, man of God, please give me some money to go to the hospital. And I look at them. If I have the money, I will give them. Go. Hallelujah. And they go without asking prayer. They don't care about prayer. And I watch them. I say, faithless people. They didn't understand that what they were suffering, God could have healed them instantly. That operation, God could have healed them instantly. That infirmity, God could have healed them instantly. But they didn't have faith in God. They didn't have faith in God. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. What I have I give you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. So Peter knew what he had. Hallelujah. You may be walking around with no dollar in your pocket, no dollar in your wallet, no money in your bank account, but you know what you have. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You know what you have can terminate decades of misery. You know what you have can heal cancer. You know what you have can heal diabetes. You know what you have. You know what you have can raise the dead. You know what you have can bring solutions to men that doctors cannot bring. You know what you have. So Peter positions himself to give what he had. Praise the Lord. So you are the one who is crying, Lord, bless me with money. But yet God has given you a powerful voice. God has given you the gift of healing. You are sitting and relaxing on it. Hallelujah. You don't even go to church. You don't even go to prayer. You see, Peter was positioning himself. They were going to the house of God to pray. You don't go to church. You don't go to prayer. You don't position yourself. You don't go to evangelism. You don't share the word of God. And you are there. You want people to help you. You are crazy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God doesn't help people who are lazy. God helps people people were willing to go to the battlefield. You'd be better to go to the battlefield without strength. And when you are there, God shall be your strength. When you are there, God shall be your shield. When you are there, God will use you. When you are there, God will lift you. When you are there, you will be able to defeat the giants. You will be able to bring the Goliath down because you visited the battlefield. Praise the Lord. God couldn't have used David where he was. He had to go to the battlefield to see what was going on there. Even you can't stay in your house. You can't stay at home and expect God to use you and expect the gift that God has put in you to find expression. You have to find something that your hand can do. And when you find it, do it with all your might. If it is preaching, preach with all your might. If it is singing, sing with all your might. In the mighty name of Jesus. If it is prayer, pray with all your might. If it is worship, worship with all your might. If it is sharing the word of God, share it with all your might. If it is evangelism, do it with all your might. Do it as if the world is coming to an end. Do it as if a million audience is sitting to listen to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Preach it in the mighty name of God. The Bible said that God sent his prophets to go. And he told them, if the people can't listen, go and preach to the mountain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because there are moments where ears of men can be deaf. But ears of mountains can hear. Forests can hear. The lakes can hear. Because anything that was created by God can hear God. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Do you know that anything that was created by God can hear and respond to God? Hallelujah. The rivers can hear and respond to God. The trees can hear and respond to God. The heavens can hear and respond to God. So when God speaks to men and they don't hear, he will begin to speak to the heavens, and the heavens will shut down and stop bringing rain. And when there is no rain, when there is famine in the land, people will go to look for God for solution. So God, that job that prevents you to go to church, God can cut it off. Hallelujah. Whatever has become an idol, whether it is your relationship, God can cut it. Because he wants your attention. He wants your attention. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. When our life is not in alignment with God, the things that are supposed to come to us will run from us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The things that are supposed to be gravitated to us will be running away from us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The things that are supposed to be following us. The Bible says that this blessing shall follow you and they shall overtake you. You are not supposed to be the one chasing the blessing. The blessing is supposed to be chasing you. And you are busy chasing the blessing that you don't have time for God. You don't have time for Bible study. You don't have time for prayer. You don't have time for worship. You don't have time for evangelism. You don't have time to be in the field to do the work of your Father while it is still day. But you are sold out of making few dollars, and you think that your life will become good by few dollars. I am telling you, the blessing from above is greater than the sweat of your hand. When we learn to give what God has given us. Peter told this man that silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. Praise the Lord. Before you pick up the phone to ask that person for money, ask yourself, what do you have that you are not giving? Praise the Lord. Because the secret to your breakthrough is what you already have, you are sitting on, not what somebody is going to give you. Hallelujah. Sometimes the devil has conditioned our mind
that unless somebody bless you, you can't make it. Unless somebody gives something in your hand, you can't make it. Unless somebody give you money to start a business, you can't make it. That is a very poor mentality. If you don't understand this principle, it doesn't matter how many millions somebody will put in your hand, you will still come back few months later back to square zero. Because you don't understand the principles of God. What I have, I give you. Child of God, what do you have that you are sitting on? What do you have that the nations need to hear, but they are not hearing? You may be the one carrying the fountains of life. You may be the one carrying the children's book that you're supposed to be writing, inspired by the Holy Scriptures, but you are sitting on it. You are too lazy to write them. Inspiration comes, but you are too lazy to put it into writing. Songs are coming, but you are too lazy to sing them. You are too lazy. Your eyes is grabbing. You want people to be a blessing to you, but you are sitting on gold. You are sitting on resources that God has given you. But because of greed, you want to grab everything others have. But what you have, you are not willing to give. Peter was willing to give Jesus. To give Jesus. Hallelujah. Peter did not have dollars in his pocket, but he had Jesus. And he told him, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Can you imagine this lame man? The reason why he was there begging for money, because he was not able to walk to go to work. He was not able to live a normal life. But now, not only is problem solved, hallelujah, God solved his problem so that he can go out and work with his hand. Praise the Lord. And also become a blessing to other people. In the mighty name of Jesus. God wants to set you free so that you go out and become a vessel of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Sometimes what prevents us from giving is the spirit of jealousy. Amen. The spirit of jealousy. The book of Romans chapter 12 verse 10, the Bible says, outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another in showing honor. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God calls us to compete in doing good. In doing good. I know this is opposite from what you have been taught. This is opposite from how you are raised to be bitter with other community. That when you hear the name of other tribe, something boil within you. When you see somebody not among your race, something hangers you. Praise the Lord, because we were raised to hate one another. We were not raised to be good to other people. Hallelujah. The Bible says, outdo one another. Outdo. Go far and beyond. If you see your brother doing the work of God, go there. Become the cheerleader. Be support. Stand with them. Praise the Lord Almighty. You see the man of God struggling to do ministry. Hallelujah. You are there. You are gifted. You can play keyboard, but you know too much. You begin to judge. They press the wrong key. Praise the Lord. All you do, you talk nonsense, and you are sitting on the thing that God has given you that is called to want to outdo. You don't want to lift others. The Bible says we should consider others better than ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you see somebody doing the right thing, go and be a blessing. Go and support them. Go and stand with them. Go and lift up their shoulder. In the mighty name of Jesus, you may be the single man. You saw your brother arranging to make a wedding. Go and support them so that they have a glorious wedding. Hallelujah. You may not be married, you may be single at that time, but because you outdo one another in good, in your time, God will bless you with your partner. God will also bless you because you know how to celebrate grace when you see it. In the name of Jesus, when you see somebody doing the right thing, go and be a blessing. Go and stand with that person. Go and support them. Go and lift them. Go and become an energy that drives them forward, not an energy that pulls them backward. Do you know there are people that you can't tell them the things you plan to do? because they will be the first people that will sabotage it. They will be the first people that will tell you you don't have the grace to do it. They will be the first people that will want to stop you. All they will be talking is discouragement. They won't be there. When you open the church to lead prayer, they won't be there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They won't be there to support, because they don't understand this scripture that let us learn to outdo one another in showing honor. The kingdom of God calls us to compete in doing good, celebrating others, and supporting others. Where you see grace at work, go there and celebrate it. Where you see grace at work, go there and celebrate it. Whatever you celebrate, you will be attracted. It will be attracted to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you celebrate gets attracted to you. If you see somebody getting married, go there and celebrate. Hallelujah. If you see somebody open a business and is successful, go there and celebrate. Glory be to Jesus. If you see somebody bought a car, go there and celebrate. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you see something good, stop talking negative. Stop bad mouthing. Oh, he bought a new car. He wants to show everybody he's rich. Anything you are talking negative, and you yourself, you need that car. You need a car like that. But because you talk negative, the car won't come near you. That business will not draw near you because you have bad mouthed the business. You have bad mouthed the grace of business. You have bad mouthed the grace of marriage. So you remain single because you talked negative when somebody was marrying. You talked negative when somebody was prospering in his business. You talked negative when somebody bought a car. And you wonder why the grace to buy a car is running away from you. The grace to marry is running away from you. The grace to open a business is running away from you, because when you open your mouth, all you talk about is negative. So whatever you talk about which is negative, you can never attract. The grace you attract is the grace you celebrate. Even if you want the grace in the life of your pastor to be a blessing to you, you have to be willing to celebrate it from your heart. Some of you are ashamed to say amen to the message of your pastor, and you want his grace to be a blessing to you. You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. Whatever you don't celebrate, you can never attract. But whatever you celebrate, it will be attracted to you. That door will be open to you, and the Lord will visit you. The Lord will bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to rise up in prayer. I will continue with this Sunday. I will continue with this message, to the part two of this message, the blessed life of a giver, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we dig in into the Word of God. I want the Word of God to break limitations that the enemy has put in our mind. Limitations that have become stronghold, that have become patterns of thinking, that is keeping us in cages, is keeping us where God doesn't want us to be kept. But I want the Word of God to open your eyes to new dimension. Let that art of selfishness, that art that is just focused on you, break from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And number one prayer that I want you to pray tonight is, God, open my eyes to see what I have. What I have. What I have. Open my eyes, oh Lord. David, bring it up. I want us to pray that prayer from the bottom of our heart. That, Lord, open my eyes to see what I have and how I can use it. Open my eyes, just the same way that Peter said that what I have, I give you. Do you know how what you have? Do you know how powerful what you have? Do you know how influential what you have? Hallelujah. But you are busy out there begging others to give you, but what you have, you are sitting on. What you have, you are sleeping on. May you pray to the Lord of hosts. May you pray to the King of glory. May you pray to the Lord that give the seed to the sower. In the name of Jesus, that God will give you a seed in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, that when others are planting, you will have something to plant. When others are giving, you will have something to give. When others are sowing to the field, you will have something to sow, that you will reap a hundredfold. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will reap a hundredfold. The same ground that others sowed and failed, you shall prosper. The same place that people opened their business and failed, your business will succeed. In the name of Jesus, in the same place that people opened their ministry and their ministry failed, your ministry will grow. In the name of Jesus, because God Almighty, He gave the seed to the sower. May the Father give you a seed in your hand. In the name of Jesus, that you will never lack what to give. You will be a flowing vessel. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be a blessing to your generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray tonight, every yoke of limitation, by the light of the word of God, let those yoke be broken. In the name of Jesus, let stronghold be broken. Strongholds that have held men and women in captivity. Strongholds and spirits of darkness that have held people backward. Strongholds and spirit of darkness that have held people in poverty. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the light of the word of God, by the truth of the word of God, yekete ribarataya, zeketoranta mazende rikabayata, rakatelegida mahantoa, by the authority of the word of God, let light come in the name of Jesus. That darkness that have held you bound, by the power of the word of God, let light come in the mighty name of Jesus. And when light come, darkness has to go. That limitation has to go. That thing that have tied your life has to go. That spirit of backwardness has to be defeated. That spirit that want to take you back to the whole school, that spirit that you keep seeing yourself going back to where you came from today, by the light of the word of God, no more backwardness, no more backwardness. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the word carry you, let the word pick you, let the word give you grace to shine, give you grace to become what you are called to become. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you realize what God has put in you is greater than what you can imagine. May you realize the mighty things that God has put in your life. May you realize the mighty anointing, the mighty oil that you have put at the corner of your house. You have looked all around like the widow, and she said, I have nothing except this jar of oil. You might be the one that, man of God, I don't have the money to start the business. I don't have the money to build. I don't have the money to do this and this. But from today, may you realize the jar of oil that God has given you. May you realize the anointing that God has put in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you realize the gift that God has shaped in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command from today, that thing that God had put in you from the foundation of the heart, let it spring forth, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. Ratamaya kurabayanata raketeli kontorabayante libanato lakide kilagadaga legede manatara kide kete kilagadagadalata legede menetonde legina kantaganande kilakoli alabayantana makoli alakande lekende lekatagada latande elebi antana mando lakide manatali atoromi antara mande lekande yekete le inohontanande le bende lakida ganda atalamo honda lamine mente lekende kida ganda ayamarata rabahande rima moshayaya. Do you know there are things that God had put in you
from the foundation of the earth. Before the earth was created, there are secret things that God had hidden in your flesh that you are yet to discover them. Masile no huziati nihinu na halakina anasivili vuzini hitananu likida manakale hadiatana handeledi obana makonde liketi kanda namodia atalabanda likuda landeli tadano atadabande leke tekida. Some people might have thought you are a useless boy. Some people might have thought you can't make it. Some people might have thought you are just a shamba boy. You are just a village boy. But as we travel in the spirit, just the same way Ananias traveled in the spirit, and they found there was a man from the foundation of the earth has been ordained to become a prophet, to become apostle to the nation. You might be the one that has been ordained from the foundation of the earth, but you live useless life. Today, by prophecy, I pick you from that very foundation that God ordained you, what God ordained you to become. From today, by the authority of this revelation, I call the apostle in you to arise. I call the international worshiper in you to arise. I call the prophet in you to arise. I call the businessman in you to arise. In the mighty name of Jesus, I know that Lokotomana telikiduko ragadala tanamatoa ragadele kento ragade. I call the intercessor to arise in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call the woman of God in you to arise. I call the man of God in you to arise. In the name of Jesus, that the things that God had ordained, had freely given you, but you have just been sitting on them. Today, by the mercies of God, may the Lord pick them. May the Lord send help on your way. In the name of Jesus, that your life, you will live it, and you will live it in abundance. Your life will be overflowing. You will be an encouragement to others. Others will find a way through you. Others will find life through you. Others will find hope through you. Others will find direction through you. In the name of Jesus, from today, receive direction from your Father. Receive direction. Receive direction. No more confusion. In the name of Jesus, receive direction from your King. Receive direction from your Master. May your eyes be opened. The same Lord that gave understanding to Peter to know what he had, may that same Lord give you understanding to know what you have, to know the capacity, to know the things that God has ordained that are in you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Just give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Receive all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God, because we know it is done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It is done. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.